Hello once again, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. On the New York Daily News website is an article by Juan Gonzalez, New York City taxpayers to pay $20 million for guards at private schools. Quote, City Hall, as well as Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viviardo, suddenly announced last week a compromise agreement to provide nearly $20 million annually for security guards at up to 300 private and religious schools across the city. End quote. Two paragraphs later, the author writes, but someone needs to ask, why in the world should the taxpayers of New York City foot the bill for security guards at religious and independent schools? A ridiculous question, Mr. Gonzalez asks, because it reflects how ridiculously ignorant the man is. First, all schools are religious. Just because they disregard Jesus does not mean they are not religious. Second, why in the world should any taxpayer foot the bill for security guards at civil government schools? Or, as I have asked 1,000 times before, why should taxpayers have to pay for civil government schools? Mr. Gonzalez asserts something arbitrary, that it is okay to force taxpayers to pay for security guards at civil government schools, but not at other schools? His assertion is arbitrary because it is based on nothing that justifies using force and coercion against one group but not the other. Do you understand what I mean? In essence, Mr. Gonzalez is saying that the civil government can steal from people as long as that money is going towards civil government schools. But they cannot steal from people if that money is going towards private schools. Stealing is stealing, though. Stealing isn't justified just because the money goes towards civil government schools. Mr. Gonzalez's article concludes with this. Private schools have every right to exist, but not at public expense. To which I respond, do civil government schools have every right to exist? And even then, at the public expense? I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.